The Amazing Prophecies Fulfilled by the Birth of Jesus Christ. An Advent Devotional from the C.S. Lewis Institute. December 19th. A Shoot from the Stump of Jesse by Joe Combe, Vice President for Development at the C.S. Lewis Institute. Old Testament Prophecy. Isaiah 11, verses 1 through 2. Quote, "There shall come forth a shoot from the stump of Jesse, and a branch from his roots shall bear fruit, and the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding, the Spirit of counsel and might, the Spirit of knowledge and the fear of the Lord." End quote. Isaiah wrote this between 740 and 701 BC. The New Testament Fulfillment. Acts 13, verses 22 through 23. Quote, "And when he had removed him, he raised up David to be their king, of whom he testified, and said, I have found in David, the son of Jesse, a man after my heart, who will do all my will. Of this man's offspring, God has brought to Israel a Savior, Jesus, as he promised." End quote. Luke wrote this around 60 AD. Isaiah is using the imagery of a stump, both literally and figuratively. Literally, Judah's enemy Assyria had invaded, and as a symbol of conquest over its enemy, deforested the majestic cedars of Lebanon, leaving only a wasteland of stumps. Figuratively, Isaiah is dealing with a spiritual wasteland. Jesse, David's father, had been dead for more than 500 years. Only a small remnant remained of those who remembered God's promises, first to Abraham, that through his descendants the world would be blessed, and second, to David, that through him a descendant would come who would establish God's kingdom. Amidst the physical and spiritual desecration Isaiah was surveying, he knew that, among the field of stumps, green sprigs of life would eventually pop up. Isaiah uses the words shoot and branch, which are also metaphors for human life. In verse 2, we read that from the stump of Jesse, from Jesse's line, a new shoot will appear and, quote, "the Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him," end quote. Whoever this is, he will have wisdom and understanding. He will be mighty and filled with knowledge, and he will bear fruit. 800 years later, Luke records in the book of Acts Paul's sermon in the synagogue of Pisidian Antioch. Asked by the elder of the synagogue whether anyone has a word of encouragement, Paul provides a brief history of Israel, journeying all the way back to Jesse and confirming that, indeed, the metaphorical shoot and branch has appeared in the literal and physical person of Jesus Christ, the Savior of Israel. Let us pray. Lord, you can make things sprout up in the most unexpected places. You can bring life and hope even when it seems that everything is lost and gone. Bear fruit in my life, O God. Amen.
Coming, was my love all done? sure chords in